How are you and Keith write? Is it the same process, or do you come up with the music and Keith comes up with the lyrics, or he comes up with the lyrics, or it's different all the time?
I think there's always been a bit of divine intervention in that I will have been thinking about some melodic ideas and rhythmic things. In other words, three quarters written songs, and then Keith will have written some sets of words, and I would read them and look at them, and I would sing them with things that I had thought of. And the two things always seem to fit together. It's rare that he wrote lyrics to something I said, look, this is the finished song, let's have some words. And it was also rare that he gave me a set of words and I wrote especially for that particular set. Writing for something especially, I remember the song Grand Hotel, which was off of I don't know what album.
Grand Hotel.
Well, it's off of Grand Hotel.
Yes, of course.
But I did look at that and I thought, special, and it's got an atmosphere and it's about this grand life. And I sort of thought, well, you know, I'll write something special that reflects that.
And Grand Hotel, apparently it inspired Douglas Adams to write The Restaurant at the End of the Universe, one of his Hitchhiker's books.
Yeah, well, I heard about that, or he told me, or I found out. And of course, it really fits in with that science fiction idea of this place at the end of the universe. That's what will be going on there. It appealed to him. He can hear the textures and everything in it. Well, he was a great man. I loved his stories. And he loved Procol Harum as well.
Tonight we sleep.
Gary, you released a lot of fine albums. Grand Hotel, that's one of my favourites. And you did a fantastic idea to record with a symphony orchestra, in particular the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra.
I mean, what happened with playing with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra was that they'd invited us to come and play concerts with them. It was only a couple of weeks before we got there, we were in California playing some concerts and we were about to go up to Edmonton. And we suddenly thought, look, this is quite a unique opportunity, this. First time we'd played with a full symphony like that and a choir. And they all sound very willing and thought, perhaps we should try and record it. So we got in touch with the Wally Hyder and he got his truck up to Edmonton. So it wasn't the idea of thinking, ha, let's make a record with the symphony orchestra. It was just really an end thought, hang on, here we go, this is an opportunity not to be missed. And in fact I thought, we haven't really got a fast song, something up tempo, a bit more rock. Actually on the train I thought, conquistador, conquistador, Spanish flavour, and I started to think of an arrangement with a trumpet, which was a bit Mexican really, but they all speak the same language. So it had the orchestral introduction to it, then it goes into the song, I suppose, as it was in the studio version. Then it has the instrumental break in the middle again with the strings and the trumpets and everybody horse galloping away. And luckily, everybody liked it.
Did it feel great playing with the symphony orchestra? Had you done it before?
We had one attempt at it in 1969, also in Canada, on the other coast. But it wasn't so serious. It was at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival in Ontario, where they did have an orchestra, not symphony-sized, but they had all the instruments in it, and they asked us to go and play there. So this was pre-Edmonton. I thought, what should we do? And then we ended up doing this long piece that we had called In Hell Twas In I, which was 20 minutes long. So I spent a month orchestrating that, and they said that they could supply a choir as well, so I thought of how the choir could be in that and just expanded it. And of course we already had a Salty Dog, which had string orchestra on it anyway. That was about the length of this concert. It wasn't much more than that. The actors from the Shakespeare Company there did the choir parts, and we just had a really, really good time. People from the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra actually saw us playing at the Stratford Festival and wanted us to go up there and do it, which happened probably a year and a half later or something.
Next one we'd like to do. It's the first one actually that we ever did with an orchestra anywhere when we made it on a record. Our first attempt at doing anything of that nature. I suppose eventually it's brought us to today here and what we're doing now. And we'll tune in with a few tweets. All a Salty Dog.
Thank you. or tune to the great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, you're tuned to 88.3 Southern FM. It's Nick Black, it's Purple Haze, Procol Harum Live, A Salty Dog from their third album, and Conquistador, originally from their first album, Procol Harum, but that was from the live with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. And that was Procol Harum's biggest selling album, that live album. Gary Brooker is our very special guest of this evening. Gary Brooker, of course, plays keyboards and sings the lead vocals for Procol Harum. And we are playing back a conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago. Gary was in Malmo, Sweden. Procol Harum's website is procolharum.com. That makes it easy. And our website is www.southernfm.com.au. We're going to go to a little promo and then we're going to go back to our conversation with Gary Brooker. It's Nick Black. It's Purple Haze, 88.3 Southern FM.
Purple Haze!
You're listening to Purple Haze on 88.3 Southern FM.
But I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Procol Harum by 1977, the Something Magic album.